This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. If you're anything like us, you don't just book trips, you run the numbers first. Is this flight actually a deal? Is that premium card pulling its weight? Should I use points here or save them for something better? Well, that's exactly what Smart Travel dives into. They break down which travel cards actually earn their keep and which ones just look impressive in your wallet. They'll walk you through the quick math for knowing when to pay with points versus cash, and they explain how to get real value from your rewards instead of settling for that tiny reward button at checkout. It's thoughtful, research-backed travel finance delivered in a way that feels approachable and actually useful the next time you're about to hit purchase. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts. We have the details. We have the place secured. We have the dates and the location for our first ever Boldly Go community meetup, which we are calling Boldly Go Live. And I'm excited to release and announce all the details for all of you guys today. And so really, this is a community event. This is something that was put together, that was requested by you all in our WhatsApp chat. We have such a positive, such a strong, talkative community that people were like, man, we really need to get together. And they said, DeAndre, you should put on an event. And I said, I just don't have the capacity to plan this. And people raised their hands and said, hey, we will help. And that's how this came together. So we were able to get an initial survey out there and said, hey, where would you want to do this? What time of year? What specific dates? And after you all did a huge vote and made suggestions, that's what allowed us to put this together. Now, this bonus episode, I want to point out as well, this is being released on both our audio podcast and also our YouTube channel as well. For those that watch on YouTube, I say this every of our main episodes, but the majority of our show and the majority of our listeners are on the audio only. Only about less than 5% of our listeners or viewers are on YouTube. So if you are on only watch on YouTube, I do recommend that you subscribe to our audio only podcast, even if you just catch the Friday episodes, because not only is that the up-to-date weekly news in the world of points and miles and travel, that's also where we're going to have updates outside of our newsletter and our WhatsApp community for this meetup and this event as well. So I strongly encourage you, if you subscribe to our YouTube, thank you so much, but also subscribe to the audio platforms as well, because that's where we're going to have more information coming your way throughout the future. And I'd say a good portion of our audience probably loves the quick hits a little bit more than our regular episodes because of the fact that it's just pinpoint news, things that you need to know when it comes to points and miles. If you're not following all the blogs and all the things, I extrapolate all of the things that I find to be the most key and pertinent based on the time of recording in a weekly basis and make it very succinct and sharp right to you. Now, to the details of this event so far. So this is going to be February 5th through the 7th in Miami, Florida. The actual event dates officially are going to be Friday night on the 5th and then Saturday the 6th during the day. So I feel most people will be checking out on Sunday. And so there might be some informal things set up on Sunday, but most things are going to be, or everything's going to be planned for Friday evening and then Saturday. Again, this event is going to be called Boldly Go Live because, of course, the community, the brand is Boldly Go, and this is going to be live and in person, which is fantastic. So over the weekend, this is not a conference, to be very clear. There are going to be some educational components and aspects to it and a lot of just talk and people talking through their trips and strategies and asking questions. I think it's going to be a great time for people just to connect and learn more and be in a space where you can talk points and miles and not feel judgment for having 30 credit cards or whatever crazy thing you've done in order to earn a bunch of different points and miles. But this is not a conference, to be very clear. So over the weekend, what you can expect is we're going to have a Friday evening welcome reception. We're going to have some canapes, some hors d'oeuvres, those type of things, an opportunity for people to have a little bit of a meet and greet. And the times on this are subject to change because this is so far out. We may make some adjustments, but for right now, we're looking at maybe a 7 to 9 or 7 to 10 p.m. event. Get people plenty of time to get into Miami on Friday. And then on Saturday, we're doing a live panel style live podcast recording in the morning. So after breakfast time, the plan is that we're going to block off anywhere between 2 to 3 hours to have maybe one or two different panel type discussions. And that's going to be more of like a mini conference. I will need speakers for that. So if you have an interest, let me know. Eventually, I'm going to put out there a speaker request form where we're going to probably have some P2s that we talk to, some of you all that are listeners. This is an opportunity just to share your travel stories, to share tips, things that you do differently, things that you love, places that you've been, things that other people could really value and benefit from. Many of you have had on the show, and I have more upcoming recordings with great people coming on the show as well, that just have such fantastic knowledge in the world of points and miles, whether they're newer or whether they've been doing this for a decade or more. And I would love to get all of that in front of those that are there, because I think there's so much great information out there and not all of us have all of the ideas. So it'd be really great to get to share that as well. Of course, there's going to be points and miles conversation. We're going to have some great networking opportunities as well. There will be likely informal group activities, so people wanting to go to the beach or to the pool, whatever it may be. So that morning event, Saturday morning, that is a separate ticketed event. So you'll see on the registration link, which will be in the show notes, the main event, which can be also great if you're coming with the P2 and they're not going to be interested, or other family members or friends who might not be interested going to the live podcast recording, that they can be there for the welcome reception and then our Saturday evening event as well. Or if you want, you can bundle all together and get access to all the things as well. This will be held at the Hyatt Regency in Miami. We've been working really, really hard on trying to figure out the right location, the right place in Miami with all the things that we're looking for and the pricing to not make this thing really expensive. And before I talk through the lodging a little bit more, I want to also be very clear. I'm not running this thing to make a profit. I plan to make zero profit. If you guys have been a part of my community for a while, you know I like to be very transparent. I like to be very honest and open. My plan is to make no profit on this at all. I'm going to buy my tickets there. I've already used points for my hotel stay. And the goal here is for basically to break even at best and to not lose too much at worst. And so I want to make sure that, we've got good hors d'oeuvre options for you guys for the events. We have the equipment that we need, all those different things. So there's no goal of a profit here. So I've been trying to balance the budget with what you all said in that early access survey, you would feel like would be a reasonable cost for the event. And so we're trying to plan around all of that. So we picked the Hyatt Regency Miami, which of course is a Hyatt property, which you can book on Hyatt points. It is a category 3 property, so a free night certificate will work there. I don't expect that to be changing. I don't think that hotel's on the list for the devaluation coming up here for the change coming up this week, but you can also use a free night certificate. So I wanted to book a hotel that was not going to be crazy expensive from either a cash or a point standpoint. Now, nearby, however, there are also other options for you from a points booking standpoint. There is the Hyatt Centric Brickell Miami, which is nearby. Most of these are probably going to be either a longer walk or an Uber ride from, but they're not very far away. Hyatt Centric is a really beautiful property, great location, just a little bit, it was pretty expensive, and I didn't want people to have a cash booking rate of $500 a night or whatever it was when we looked at it. So again, we had to make sure we picked the right thing for the audience and for what was requested. But this is another points option. It is a higher category, so it's more expensive for the rooms, but this is another points option as well. There are also 2 IHG properties, the Kimpton Epic and the Intercontinental Miami, that's not too far from the Hyatt Regency. I believe either one or both of those are also in, not Fine Hotels and Resorts, but in the hotel collection. So if you book 2 nights or more, you're going to get a discount plus the credits and all those different things within the hotel collection for Amex cardholders, of course, if you have the Platinum card. There is a JW Marriott Miami for any of you Marriott lovers, and a Hilton property, the Hampton Inn and Suites Miami Brickell Downtown. This one's a little bit farther away, but that Brickell area is actually where many of the restaurants are. A lot of the resi restaurants, there's probably a dozen in that area. It's all in the Brickell area. So both the JW Marriott, the Hyatt Centric, and the Hampton Inn are what I believe, just from Google Maps, seems to be a walkable area for a lot of bars and restaurants, and honestly would love to have hosted it in that area. It's just, again, we were trying to make everything work with the budget, the expense, the cost, and not making this too expensive for all of you. After hearing our episode on autopilot, Brian signed up, and within 12 hours, he got $65 in Delta flight credits and saved over 6,000 SkyMiles on flights he had already booked. Autopilot helps make sure you never overpay for travel again by automatically tracking your flights and hotels and repricing them when prices drop. without you constantly checking airline apps or hotel websites yourself. It keeps your same seats, your same cabin, your same itinerary, and now even tracks hotel rates too. You don't have to do anything but sign up and let it work in the background. And the best part is, you only pay when they've actually saved you money. If you want to try it out, head to boldlygo.world/autopilot or click the link in the description. And if you use promo code BOLDLYGO, you'll get your first month of the pro version completely free. Autopilot, never overpay for travel again. As I mentioned, from a ticketing standpoint, we do have the main registration as well as you can add on the Boldly Go Live, the live podcast recording session. You can invite your P2. Now, as far as children, I know there's going to be a question around children. So for the Friday night reception specifically, and for the Saturday morning podcast recording, that's going to be adults only. However, there is going to be an add-on for children and an add-on for P2s for the Saturday evening event. Now, about the Saturday evening event, we don't have that planned yet. I would love to have had this plan fully out at this point, but we wanted to make sure we got this out before May 20th so that people could book with their points or cash and all the different things before things change with Hyatt specifically. So we wanted to make sure to get this out as soon as possible. Because of that, we had to sacrifice having all the details of Saturday afternoon or evening refined. We're looking at a variety of different things. Not exactly sure, but it is going to be a group, family-friendly type of outing. What that outing will be, we don't know yet. But of course, again, if you subscribe to our channel, our WhatsApp chat, our newsletter, if you've registered, you're going to get all of those updates as well. I already mentioned there's tons of resi restaurants. I think there's going to be some informal meetups, some late night, hey, let's go. Do you want to go to this place or this bar or restaurant or whatever it may be? So I think there's going to be a lot of great opportunities to use our credits, whether it's Uber credits, resi credits, whatever it may be. Maybe we can stop into the Hampton Inn and use our Hilton credit as well at the bar there. I'm sure we can have a train of people going. Now, I wanted this to kind of have a smaller community feel. So we're limiting attendance at this point right now to 50 registrations. We will see what the demand is beyond that, and I will work with the properties to see if it makes sense for us to go above and beyond that. Of course, as we add more people, that creates more of a strain on a lot of different factors, including what we're able to do for Saturday afternoon and evening, as well as I don't want this to be so big that people feel like they didn't connect with anyone, they didn't get to meet anyone. It just felt too big, too daunting. I do want to have that smaller community feel to it as well. I'm sure I'm probably missing something, but the last thing I will also mention is that we do not have a room block for the Hyatt Regency yet. The reason for this is because with the room block, if you're not familiar, which this has been a whole process, almost going back to the wedding planning days for me, of talking through contracts and negotiations, all these different things. So there has to be a minimum amount of rooms booked in order to secure a room block. Well, if I said, hey, let's get a room block, and everyone books their tickets or books their room with points and doesn't want to pay cash, well, then I'm responsible for every single night of every single room in the room block. So I wanted to wait and see if there's an interest, if people are like, hey, I would rather pay cash and stay at the Hyatt Regency. I know all of the rooms are already booked up on points or whatever it may be. I would love to pay cash for a stay there. If we have enough interest for that, then I will go ahead and work to secure a room block to get a discounted cash rate for those that want to stay at the Hyatt Regency specifically. So that is in the survey. When you go to buy a ticket, that is a survey question item there. So if you can answer that, that will give me an idea if we have enough interest for a room block as well. I think that's everything, guys. I am super excited for this. This is really exciting. This was, again, created by you all. This was requested by you all. I'm just trying to be the catalyst here. I love the creation of the community. I love what's grown to be and the fact that we get to connect with each and every one of you. And we've had such great conversations over the, I don't know, years plus in our WhatsApp community and other places. And so really excited that we're going to get a chance to meet you all in person and just have some great conversation and be able to share a good amount of that conversation on a live podcast recording, which I've never done before, but I'm looking forward to getting a chance to do that as well. I do want to give a special shout out to the party planning committee, which is made up of Rosie, Natasha, Susan, and Stephanie. All of them have volunteered for their time, their energy, reaching out to hotels, getting this coordinated. An additional shout out to Stephanie, who I believe is from Miami as well. And so she knows that area really, really well and was very insightful on like where we should stay and what we can do and all those different things. These ladies have put in the work, and a special shout out for all of you all because I really could not have done this without you, and you just made this so much easier. So with that, everyone, I hope you have a fantastic week. Again, this is a bonus drop on our YouTube and our audio channels. I look forward to getting a chance to meet each and every one of you there. Again, this is a new experience for me to put on, but I'm super excited to share this experience with you all. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.